Mastering triathlon swimming in Houston requires more than building general fitness. It demands preparation for Gulf Coast-specific conditions, warm water, high humidity, wind, currents, and choppy open water. The core message is simple. Assess your current ability, train consistently in the pool, practice open water skills at local locations, acclimate deliberately to heat, and use race week tactics that protect performance. Start by identifying your level. Level 1 swimmers can swim 25 to 50 meters continuously and are still developing breathing and body position. Level 2 swimmers have completed one or two races and are working on pacing and efficiency over 400 to 800 yard intervals. Level 3 swimmers train with advanced pacing and threshold sets over 1,000 meters or more. Honest self-assessment is essential. If technique is poor, adding distance can reinforce bad habits. A coach is especially useful for beginners because swimming is highly technical. Houston offers several strong open water training options. Twin Lakes Scuba Park in Manville is about 25 miles from Houston and provides calm water with good visibility, making it suitable for beginners. Entry is $10 cash per person, and swimmers must wear a full wetsuit or personal flotation device. Sleeveless wetsuits are acceptable, but full legs are required. Lake Longhorn in League City is a 43-acre freshwater lake built for triathlon training. Swimmers must sign a waiver, use or buy a swim buoy, and note that there are no lifeguards on duty. Sylvan Beach in Galveston Bay is closer to real race conditions, with choppy water and brown color from suspended sediment. It is a useful place to practice in conditions that resemble competition. Essential gear includes well-sealed goggles, a brightly colored swim cap, and a personal swim buoy. A properly rated buoy can support a swimmer in an emergency and is mandatory at many local open water sites. Wetsuit rules are important. USA Triathlon allows wetsuits below 78 degrees Fahrenheit, makes them optional up to 83.8 degrees, and bans them above that temperature. Gulf Coast water often exceeds those limits, so swimmers should be prepared to train without a wetsuit or use swimskins. For beginners, a 6-week structured plan works well if they can already swim 25 to 50 meters without stopping. Training should progress to 3 sessions per week, with gradually increasing volume and intensity. A useful benchmark is the sprint distance swim, 750 meters, typically with a 30-minute cutoff. That equals a maximum pace of 4 minutes per 100 meters. Pool training must be adapted to remove the advantages that open water does not provide. In the pool, swimmers gain free speed from wall pushes. Open water requires rebuilding momentum with every stroke. Swimmers should practice long swims of 500 to 1,000 meters without touching the wall, flipping at the T mark about 5 feet before the wall. Steady endurance sets, such as 3 by 500 meters at moderate pace, with 30 seconds rest, build the cardiovascular base needed for race distance. Breathing drills are critical because waves and nearby swimmers disrupt normal rhythm. Hypoxic sets prepare swimmers for irregular breathing. A useful set is 5 by 100 meters. Breathe every 3 strokes on the first lap, every 5 on the second, every 7 on the third, and every 9 or not at all on the final lap. Bilateral breathing also helps. For example, swim 6 by 100 meters using different breathing patterns. Every 3 strokes, alternating every 3 and 5 strokes, and one-sided breathing to simulate waves. Training both sides gives swimmers more control in choppy conditions. Sighting and navigation are major open water skills. Poor sighting causes zigzagging and wasted distance. Swimmers should build neck strength with head-up swims, such as 6 by 25 meters. For race preparation, practice 10 by 100 meters with a forward sight every 4 to 6 strokes on every 4th length. The head lift should be minimal, eyes just clear the surface. open water simulation workouts should include 90-degree turns around an imaginary buoy to practice changing direction without losing momentum. A race start simulation can include 8x50-meter sprints from a push start with no rest at the wall, followed by a 200-meter moderate swim. Drafting practice is also valuable. Swimmers of similar ability start 1 second apart, stay close to the leader's feet, and alternate leading. This teaches position holding and shows how much energy drafting can save. Race distance determines set structure. The general principle is to split the target distance into 5 or 6 intervals on short recoveries. Sprint distance can be trained with 5x150 meters at race intensity with 20 seconds rest. Olympic distance can include build efforts such as 16x25 meters followed by race-specific 4x150 meters on 2 minutes 10 seconds intervals. IRONMAN swimming at 2.4 miles requires longer sessions of 2,000 to 3,000 meters built up progressively. Houston's warm water is a major challenge. Warm water does not cool the body. It can raise core temperature faster than expected. This increases cardiovascular strain, sweat loss, dehydration, and early fatigue. Unlike running or cycling, swimming in warm water traps heat because there is little airflow to remove it. Regular warm water training helps the body manage effort, hydration, pacing, breathing, and mental calm. Heat acclimation usually takes 10 to 14 days of consistent exposure. Hard sessions should be scheduled for early morning or late evening. Initial intensity should be reduced and built back gradually. Pushing full effort in peak afternoon heat before acclimating leads to poor sessions and slower adaptation. Early morning swims also offer practical benefits: cooler temperatures, quieter pools, and a productive start to the day. Swimming after a run or bike can also aid recovery. Indoor trainer sessions need caution. Limit them to 60 to 75 minutes because indoor environments make overheating easy. Use 3 fans aimed at the face, front torso, and back. High humidity is especially deceptive because sweat forms but cannot evaporate efficiently, reducing the body's cooling capacity. Wear light-colored, loose-fitting moisture-wicking clothing outdoors. On the hottest days, water-based training is often the safest option because water provides direct cooling. Race week is not the time to add fitness. For IRONMAN 70.3 races, a 17-day taper works well. The last long run should be 16 to 17 days out, and the last long bike 10 to 11 days out. Swimming volume can remain normal until Thursday before race week. In the final days, reduce hard efforts to brief, intense intervals under 30 seconds and keep pool work to sharp 75-yard sprints. The last open water session should be 5 to 7 days before competition, ideally at Twin Lakes or Sylvan Beach, to maintain feel without accumulating fatigue. Hydration must begin before the race. Start preloading 2 to 3 hours before the start with 16 to 20 ounces of water or electrolyte solution. Add another 5 to 10 ounces about 15 to 30 minutes before the start. During racing, target 14 to 27 ounces of fluid per hour, adjusted for conditions. Sodium becomes critical for races longer than 2 hours. Aim for 300 to 600 milligrams per hour, and heavy sweaters in extreme Gulf Coast heat may need 800 to 1,200 milligrams per hour. Underestimating sodium can cause performance to drop well before the finish. Warm-up strategy is counterintuitive. Shorter races often need longer warm-ups. Sprint and Olympic swimmers should allow 10 to 15 minutes of swimming, with race-based efforts in the second half. IRONMAN athletes need less, 5 to 10 minutes of easy swimming with a few strong efforts. In high heat, shorter warm-ups help prevent core temperature from rising too early. Pre-race anxiety is normal and should be managed, not ignored. Slow nasal inhalation and full mouth exhalation for about 2 minutes can settle the nervous system. Visualize the swim in detail, smooth strokes, calm navigation, and a relaxed exit. If nerves remain high, seed slightly behind faster swimmers to create space and find rhythm before the pack closes in. Exiting the water in heat requires care. Stopping abruptly can drop blood pressure and cause dizziness. Keep moving with short, quick steps toward transition. This helps blood return to the heart, supports circulation, sharpens concentration, and sets up better pacing decisions in T1. Beginners can make meaningful progress quickly. With 3 sessions per week, many can go from swimming 25 yards to 500 yards continuously in 4 to 6 weeks. The breakthrough often happens when breathing and pacing click. A few coaching sessions can provide enough foundational technique to practice independently. Open water skills can be practiced in the pool by swimming without wall pushes, lifting the head for sighting, using hypoxic breathing, practicing turns around imaginary buoys, and drafting with other swimmers. If panic occurs during an open water swim, swimmers should use safety strokes, such as backstroke or side stroke, as rest positions. A visible swim buoy is essential. Pre-race breathing exercises and smart start positioning reduce the impact of nerves. The key takeaways are simple. Assess your level honestly, train consistently in the pool, practice open water skills at Houston locations, acclimate to heat over 10 to 14 days, and execute a disciplined race week plan. With consistent pool work, regular open water exposure, and heat-specific adjustments, swimming can become a reliable and competitive part of triathlon racing in Houston.